The news media reports so much discouragement. It seems difficult for most to escape the landslide of bad news. Sometimes it just seems there's such a continuous stream of lies and misleading information, more than a few folks have simply turned off the news. I doubt it's because they're burying their head in the sand. It's just they don't know who to believe anymore, nor do they actually know what is true. I think by far and large, many feel like, as Billy would say, understated, nameless, mundane employees, bunker dwellers caught in the downward spiral of a collapsing world. I have a call in my heart today, one that says, don't quit. I know it's our choice as to whether we keep on with the Lord or not, and I understand well that any of us can give up on our relationship and simply wander off into the wilderness. But we are so close to the finish line. We are each in this race. We are on track. Our feet are moving. We're in the game, and we're just inches from the finish line, and God is bringing resolve near to our hands, and now, at this time, some of us want to quit. Please don't. God has destiny for you, and it's just inches from your hand, just up around the bend. Keep putting one foot in front of another. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Don't quit. We're almost home, and this is no time to stop reaching for Jesus. Sometimes things go wrong, and life seems like an uphill climb. It's inevitable at some point or another. When our money is low, what we owe is overwhelming, when our loyalties seem to have become obligations and our breath seems in short supply, when we feel like life and circumstances have just pressed us down flat, let me encourage you, don't quit. Now is not the time to quit. In Acts 27:24, Paul recounts a visitation from an angel. He says, "Last night God's angel stood at my side, an angel of this God I serve, saying to me, 'Don't give up, Paul. You're going to stand before Caesar yet, and everyone sailing with you is also going to make it.'" Let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop. Be patient. You'll see. God will turn things around for you. Stand firm and refuse to be moved from your position of faith. Look yourself in the eye and tell yourself in the mirror every morning, saying, "I will not be moved from trusting God." I made an attempt to start a Tri-County Pastors Prayer Group once. I knocked on every ecclesiastical door I could find, called anyone in leadership that would pick up the phone, asking them that if there was a pastoral prayer group in the Tri-County area, would they be willing to attend? All that I met said if such a group were formed, they would love to attend. Amazingly, though, none offered to help, none offered to facilitate, none offered any encouragement. By far and large, they just stared at me. After 2 months of asking, knocking, and chasing the area's leadership, I became discouraged and went home. I felt worn out by the lack of response. Later on, I moved away to another town far away. Many months later, I returned to the area to visit friends, and on Sunday, I visited their morning church meeting. At the end, the pastor announced a Tri-County Pastors Prayer Group, and if anyone was interested, they were invited to attend. I was so surprised, I almost fell out of my chair. The elderly pastor came back to me, graciously shook my hand and smiled and said, "You quit too soon, son. You gave up. You had everyone's interest, and your line of questions woke people up and gave them hope for unity and harmony. But you quit before you saw the fruit of your work and you just went home. Don't quit, son. Just don't give up. He paused. His chin trembled slightly, and his eyes misted a little. Then he said, "You can't just quit, son. Not now. We're too close." So I'm sharing with you those same words. Don't quit. Don't give up. You can't just quit. Not now. You're too close and you're almost home.
This time your heart said it's had enough. Sick and tired of everything that's so messed up. Somehow that your life would change when you